Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and we are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Samech Beis, Nedarim 62a, pagination 123, starting from the top, dealing with a topic mentioned in the Mishnah on the facing page. Tana, we learned, Hukpalu Rov HaMiktzaos, once the status of the harvest of figs is such that it's understood that the owners are done. They put away their tools, they recognize that they've already gone through the field and harvested whatever they intend to harvest. Mutaros mishum gezel. If someone who passes through the field would pick something at that point, it would not be forbidden because of theft, because at that point the person is already mafkir, he makes it ownerless, and he has no intent of harvesting at that point. Upturos min ha-maisros. And in fact, the halacha that we learnt, that something that's hefker is absolved of a certain tithe, that would take effect on such produce, because it's considered hefker at this point. The Gemara recounts a number of stories regarding the application of this halacha, culminating with a famous story about Reb Tarfon. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda ikalu lahu asra bizman shukbalu rov hamiktzaos. These two rabbis came to the area where this status had in fact occurred. They had already put away the tools. Rabbi Avaka Ochil, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda lo Ochil. So Rabbi ate from these figs that were available still, and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda did not. Also Merhon, the master of the field, came, Amaluhu, and he said, Amai lo achli rabbonon. Why aren't the rabbis eating from what's left? Hukpulu rov hamiktzos hu. It already has reached this status, which was a known moment, and we hold it's hefker. Vafal pike, nevertheless, lo achu Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda would not eat from it, because even after the master passed by, kasavar, he held, mishum sanyus milso hudika omar hadein gavra. It could be that it's really out of stinginess that the master of the field stated that, and really he doesn't agree, really he doesn't give it up, and he doesn't want anybody taking those figs. If he notices them, he'll take them for himself, because he thinks of it as his own produce. And we see here a transition in halacha in assessing this critical moment of the harvest when the harvest is finally done. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina ikla lahu asra. Another story. Bizman shehukpalu rov hamiktzos, they came to the field when this critical moment that the harvest is over occurred. Havaka ochil, and the rabbi was eating. Yoiv l'shamei, he handed it to his assistant. Lo ochil, the assistant didn't want to eat. He held that it was wrong to be eating, and he was dissenting from the permissibility that the rabbi was relying on. Amale, the rabbi said, echol, you could eat. Kach omali Rabbi Shmo bar Rabbi Yossi mishum aviv. Rabbi Shmo bar Rabbi Yossi taught me in the name of his father. Hukbulu rov hamiktzaos, when it reaches this point of the harvest, mutaros mishum gezel, it's permitted as far as gezel goes, upturos min ha-maiser, and it's absolved of the maiser tithe. One more story, this one quite exciting. Rabbi Tarfon Ashkeche Yahu Gavra, Rabbi Tarfon was found in the field by a certain landowner, Bizman Shukbulu HaMiktzaos, after this time of the harvest end had occurred, Dika Ochil, and Rabbi Tarfon was eating figs in the field. Achte Bisako, the landowner put Rabbi Tarfon in a sack, Vishakli, and he took him, Va'amtiye, and he schlepped him, he took him l'mishdaye benara, to throw him into the river. Which, whether he intended to actually kill Reb Tarfon or give him a good scare so that he wouldn't come back, but either way, it was a life-threatening situation. Omar. So Reb Tarfon said, Oiloi le Tarfon, shezeh horgo. Woe is to Tarfon that this one is going to kill him. And that's what he screamed while he was in the sack. Shamahuhu Gavra, the landowner heard this, and apparently realized that he had Reb Tarfon in the sack. Until that point, he did not realize it was Reb Tarfon. Presumably, when rabbis walk on the street, it's not the same like when they go into a company to supervise for Hashkacha and wear a jacket that says on it, Rabbi. So Reb Tarfon was in the field. He didn't know. The landowner didn't know that it was Reb Tarfon. But when he heard, apparently, a distinctive name like Tarfon, he realized that he was dealing with Reb Tarfon. Shavke, so he left him, v'orak, and he ran away, ran back to his home. So Reb Tarfon was both a big Talmud Chacham and a very wealthy person. He was a known personality. Probably his picture wasn't centerfold in the local Hamodia, and therefore this man didn't recognize him. Amar Rabbi Avo Mishum Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Rabbi Avo said, Kol Yomav Shalosa Tzadik, for the rest of Reb Tarfon's life, Hayimitzdair al Dover Zeh, he was in pain on this event. He didn't feel he handled it correctly. And it was not that he regretted that he was eating the figs, because he held that eating the figs at this point of the harvest end was permitted. But Omar, he said, Oiloi Shenishtam Shati Bekisra Shel Torah. Woe to me that I tapped in, that I benefited from the honor of Torah. Because the person left him because he realized this is the great Reb Tarfon. And he should have used a different method to be saved. For Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaMishtamesh Bekisra Shel Torah, Nekar Min HaOlam. Anybody who utilizes the honor of Torah to get personal benefit is a very bad thing, is uprooted from the world. Kal v'chomer. We learn it, Umabel Shatzar, the king of the non-Jewish empire, after the first Beis HaMikdash, Shenishtamish B'Klei Kodesh, that he used the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, Shenasu Klei Chol, that on some level had been desecrated and downgraded. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and we learn from here that a shul that's attacked can lose its sanctity, and then when people come back, they have to know what level of sanctity it has at that point. Uva'u ba'paritzim v'chileluha, when the wild ones come and they desecrate it, it changes its status. So when he used those vessels, he was disgracing the honor of the Beis HaMikdash, but they weren't on a technical level of the same sanctity because they had already been violated. Kevin Shapartzum Na'asechol, on some level they already became downgraded. Ne'ekar Min HaOlam, and he was uprooted from the world. Dichsiv Ba'Belelya Kotel Belshazzar, on that night Belshazzar got killed by his guards, an assassination of him, he was punished. HaMishtamish B'Kisra Shel Torah, certainly a person who benefits from the honor of Torah on a personal level, he taps into it for personal benefit, Shuchai V'Kayom Le'Olam, that Torah is forever, it can't be violated, it can't be desanctified. Alachas Kama V'Kama, certainly it's a bad thing to have utilized the honor of Torah for personal benefit. Now, we have to obviously sort this out and appreciate he was in danger. Was he doing something wrong? Was he not? What was he expected to do? For Rabbi Tarfon, Kevin dechi achil dog v'lo rov hamektzos have. The reason Rabbi Tarfon was eating is because it was permitted to do so because the harvest had ended. Amay tzare ahu gavra. Why is this person bothering him? Mishum dahu havu ganvi le invi kula shato. Because this landowner had somebody or people that were stealing grapes from him the entire year. And he finally got a sighting on somebody eating in his field. He thought that this is the one who's been eating all year. He wasn't punishing him and grabbing him because of the figs at the harvest end. He was grabbing him because he thought he was the same person that he was looking for, who had been eating the whole time. So if so, Reb Tarfon was clean. What was he worried about that he did wrong by screaming Oilo Litarfon and therefore saving himself? Mishum de Reb Tarfon Asher Godal Have, because Reb Tarfon was very wealthy. Vahava le lefaiso bedomim, and he could have easily calmed the person down by promising him to pay whatever sum necessary in order to save himself, and therefore he considered this act to be improper, to invoke the name of the great Reb Tarfon in order to save himself. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.